the market. In fact, the Dean range had one of the wines of which I'm about to speak. It had one of these in this one particular wine of which I'm going to talk about. It had one a while ago, and it was absolutely beautiful. And they also make it in a couple of their other ranges. Okay, and that's the key to today's question. There is a horse racing today at Randwick. It's a wine. It's a beautiful wine. As I said, the Dean range had this wine once before, and this course goes round. Tell me the name of the runner with the wine name this afternoon at Randwick. It's very simple. And the name of the runner with the wine name, the name of a beautiful grape, no, the beautiful drop of wine. As I said, it used to be in the Dean range. It's not in the Windy Peak range, and it's not in the Sacred Hill range of wines from Debortley at the moment. It is in a couple of the Victorian King Valley ranges, actually. Now, is that enough that I've given there, Simon, or shall I say more?
No, I think we might have a winner. I think first caller through was the winner this morning.
I would have thought so, because most of the people who know me, how I have, you know, asked questions, would have seen this horse in and said, oh, Ambrosoli asked a question about that today. I've got that straight away, and I've got a big tick alongside of the horse. So do we have a winner?
Charmaine from Wentworth Falls.
Charmaine from Wentworth Falls. I don't know whether Charmaine's won before, but Charmaine from Wentworth Falls, good on you, because the name of... Oh, yes, she has, I'm sure. The name of the horse is Sangiovese. And it is. It's a lovely wine. And I just wish they'd put it back out in the Dean range. It was beautiful. but they have the King Valley range in Melbourne has a couple of Sangioveses in there. Sangiovese, it's in race number 6. Could go close to winning the prize. We could make that the Debortley topical tip, couldn't we?
Could do, yeah, for Beaune Baker then.
Now, I better get going, because otherwise you're going to be jam-packed at the other end of the program.
Good on you, Paul. Thanks very much for your help, and enjoy Doomben 10,000 Day.
I will do that for sure. Thanks, Simon. Good morning, all.
There he is, Paul Ambrosoli. It's 24 to 11.
All the New South Wales Breeders' Challenge action is right here on Sky Sports Radio.
Yeah, we'll take a look at harness racing at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. Now, Amanda Rando, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, pretty action-packed night ahead at Menangle. And we, of course, have the Square Gators taking central stage with a Group 3 race for the Trotters tonight.
There is a $10,000 first four jackpot on that Group 3 event. The first event is the Abbott Group Pace, which is an MO only, and there's no scratchings. The fixed odds not available on this one just yet.
Yeah, look, Simon, I'm leaning the way of the 9 on top RDL situation. This horse, he's been ultra-impressive. He's won his last 4 starts, and I think he's been displaying the toughness in those runs as well, which is why I think he can win this race again tonight and make it 5 in a row. I think his biggest danger will be his stablemate, though, the 3 Modern Era. Going by his win over this distance 2 starts ago, he went 151 and changed, and he obviously has a better draw as well. I'm also including the 12 Makes Every Sense, a very classy mare who I think has drawn ideally for this race, and also the 4 Majestic Star. So race 1 at Menangle tonight, I've got the 9 on top to beat 3, 12 and 4.
9, 3, 12 and 4. Race number 2 is the Russell Matheson MP Pace over 2300, and the scratching is number 8, Our Leo.
Yeah, a few horses I like here, Simon. I really like the 1, Tactaley's Delight. Last time she won was actually over this distance back in April rather. And look, I think she'll lob behind the leader in this race, and I think that will be her best chance. Her form has been pretty strong as well. She ran a pretty good second last start. I also don't mind the 11, Mombo Final Touch. I think he's one of the other strong hopes. His hardest task will be to angle away from the pegs, but with Jerry Archon on board, I'm sure he's capable of doing that. And this horse, he's got a pretty good record over the 2,300 metres as well. I'm also including the 7, Shannon's a Blast here, and also number 9, he's a thrill. So race 2, I've got the 1 on top to beat 11, 7 and 9.
1, 11, 7, 9. The 3rd is the Where Horses Fly Country Series Final, the first of those listed classics, and the scratchings. 10 Swan Elise and 14 Kalara Ninja.
Yeah, Simon, I like the 6 here, which is I'm a Grumpy Possum. She won her heat up at Newcastle again, and she won quite well. And this is her chance to shine tonight at Menangle. She had a tough run last time she raced in one of these finals. But look, based on her heat win, I think she can go very close tonight. The other horse I don't mind here is the 12, Casino Grin. He's been very consistent, and he's going to get a good run through from Mistral as well. He'll be in the running line anyway, I believe. He has won in 153 and changed before when he was with the previous trainer around Menangle. So, look, he can go close here. Also, don't mind the two, Missed by Red, ran a good second last start. And also the seven, Ponderosa Biggs. So, race three at Menangle, six on top to beat 12, two and seven.
6, 12, two, seven, the third. Fixed odds up on this race, and six on the Grumpy Possum is $1.80. Now, across to the fourth, the Ken Schaefer Auto Body Pace. This one's an MO only, and the scratching number nine, Soakie's Big Bullet.
Yeah, Simon, like the eight here, which is Mouse in the House. Good each way bet, I think, here. He's been pretty unlucky his last two starts. He's extremely unlucky last week, not getting a clear run. And look, he is quick out of the gate, so they might use him forward or they might change tactics and not go forward. But either way, I think he's a strong chance in this race. He does have the class. He has won in 151 and change around the mile here at Menangle before. Then you got the seven, Crackerjack Joe. Super effort to finish second at last start. Just narrowly beaten, and they went 152 at Menangle. So I think he's the testing material here for race four. I'm also including the four, home three, and number six, Jedi Mind, to round out your multiples. So race four at Menangle, eight on top to beat 7, 4, and 6.
8, 7, 4, and 6 in the fourth. Race number five, the second of those listed classics, the Country Series final. C3 to C4 this one, scratching six Isle of Man and nine Coldplay Road. Now, with the fixed odds on this one, five He's a Dude is $2, one Franco Salisbury $3.60, and two Takahoa $7.50.
Yes, I mean, I like the favourite here, the five He's a Dude. His current form is just too hard to pass up. He's won his last four. He ran a personal best to win last start around Menangle. So, yeah, I think he'll be very strong. The $2 isn't too bad, in my opinion. Also, don't mind the eight, Modern Dancer. He won well last week and also ran a personal best time and And she's got a much better, she's just drawn a little bit wider here tonight. Also including the one, Franco Salisbury, obviously has some pretty good form. He's won three of his last five. And also the two Takahoa. So race five on top, beat 8, 1, and 2.
5, 8, 1, and 2 in the fifth. Across to race six, the Group Three Trotters Marathon, the $10,000 first four jackpot. Now there's no scratchings here. The trip is 3,009 metres, and the market has 11 on Thunder Road for Darren Hancock, $2.25. 10 Glenferry Dreamer, $3.50, and 6 Hour Summer Vacation Amanda, $4.80.
Yeah, they're the leading three chances here for race six. I'm tipping the 10 on top, Glenferry Dreamer. He's proved himself over this distance, and I think this distance is going to sort a few of these horses out tonight. His current form as well has been very strong, and yeah, I think he's the winner here, and he's only off the 20-metre handicap. Obviously, the big danger is the 11 on Thunder Road. He's off 30 metres tonight. His first start back from a spell last week. It was a pretty tough run, and I thought he did well to hang on for third. So he's going to improve from last week's run. More than including the 6 hour summer vacation. And number eight, Ed Chill, to round out that first four. So race at Menangle tonight, my numbers are 10, 11, 6, and 8.
10, 11, 6, and 8 in the Group 3. Now the seventh race is the Marston's Law Group pace. Scratchings are 10, Alta Jerome, and 11, Franco Tiago.
Yeah, tipping the 12 here, Simon, which is Spare Me Days. He was, he's a pretty versatile horse, and we saw, what he could do last start when he won the Bull Eye Cup. So pretty impressive. He races well over this distance as well. And being, the only horse off the second row, I think that just aids in his chances. Don't mind the one either, Millwood Liberty. Her run was a lot better last week than what it appears on paper, where she finished sixth. I think this is a perfect draw for her in this race. And look, I wouldn't be surprised to see her fighting out the finish here. I'm also including the three, Abby Cullen. Her form's really picked up in her last few starts. And also the eight, Oh Johnny B. Wood. So race seven, 12 on top, beat 1, 3, and 8.
12, 1, 3, 8, race seven. Race eight, the Mia Group Trotters Championship final, a T8 to T1. And there are no scratchings. This one over 2,300.
Yeah, very open race this one. One of the leading chances, I think, is the 6, Yogi Johnson, for Kerrion Turner. He was very eye-catching winning first up for the stable the other week, winning the heat of this race, and I think can go close to taking home the cash. There's also the 15, Balmoral Boy. He's off a 20-metre handicap, but look, he's been racing really consistently of late. Blake Fitzpatrick's taking the drive. He drove this horse two starts ago and ran second. So, yeah, that's another another appealing thing for this race. Also including the 14 for Love of Money. Brendan Barnes has done a good job driving his horse the last couple of starts and at one last start. So that's another to consider, as well as number 7, Taken to the Max. The race 8 at Menangle, 6 to beat 15, 14 and 7.
6, 15, 14, 7. Race number 9 is over the mile, and the scratching for this 3-year-old pace, or there's two scratchings, 1 Cobra Benelong and 9 He's a Bromac.
Yeah, look, small field, but tough race, very tough race. I'm tipping the 4 on top, Neon Sky. She's had 2 starts in Australia now, and they've both been pretty strong. She finished 2nd first up to Maya McKenzie, a Mark Purden horse who was very impressive winning a Breeders' Challenge heat at Penrith on Thursday night. And this filly, Neon Sky, she also won the Newcastle Oaks last start. So I think she's got the gate speed as well, which is going to play a big part for her, I think, in this race tonight. Then you've got the 6 BC, another Amanda Turnbull runner. He's unbeaten in 2 Australian starts and can run a quick mile. He's just drawn that little bit wider. I'm also including the 3 Major Den, another Amanda Turnbull runner here, and also number 7 Cleaned Out. So race 9 at Menangle, 4 to beat 6, 3 and 7.
4, 6, 3 and 7. Race 10, the last, is for the 2-year-old trotters. Just a field of 6 here with no scratchings.
Yeah, look, Simon, this is the first time all these horses have raced over the 2,300 metres. I think the 6 Pegasus Elegant is one that could handle the distance. It's a Blake Fitzpatrick trained trotter. She's been pretty impressive in her starts to date, having won 2 of them. Next best, I think, is the 4 Empire Bay, the 2nd Blake Fitzpatrick runner of this field. When he puts it all together, he looks pretty smart. Also including the 2 Sheng Feng Sword, a trotter that's just does put it all together every week and that's resulted in 2 second placings its last 2 starts, and also the 3 What's Up Rainbow. So race 10 at Menangle, 6 to beat 4, 2 and 3, Simon.
6, 4, 2, 3. What's the best tonight?
Yeah, look, I really like in race 1, number 9, Ideal Situation. This horse has just been in super form. And look, for a bit more value maybe in race 4, number 8, Mouse in the House, a good each way bet. He was very unlucky last week.
Thanks very much for your time, Amanda. Enjoy Tabcorp Park this evening.
Will do. Thanks, Simon.
There's Amanda Rando there, the first from Menangle, coming up at 23 after 5. In just a moment, Phil Roberts to preview Wentworth Park.
Rugby league, racing, AFL, international sports. It's all covered every morning at 10 on Tab Talk.
You've got the Cowboys as firm favourites, but it's one of those games where you could probably flick a coin, and if Storm turn up better than the Cowboys, they will walk away with the points.
Buzz Rothfield is on Tab Talk every Friday, giving his views on the NRL. While jockeys and trainers bring you all the inside info every day. Come and be a part of the Tab Talk family every morning at 10. Here on your racing and sports league. Sky Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Early Mail on your racing leader. Sky Sports Radio.
And to compliment the Richmond Riches card this evening in the Greyhound World, we've got a 10-race card at Wentworth Park. Phil Roberts joins me now. Phil, good morning.
Yeah, good day, Simon. How are you going?
Very well, thanks. I'll get your thoughts for this card at Wenty, with the first to get underway at 27 past 7. Race 1, Phil, is the wentypark.com.au stakes, and in the opener, we take out the reserves.
Yeah, I've gone 5, 8, 6 and 3. Number 5, Sad Max on top. Form of late is very good, including wins at Wenty and Nowra. It'll go very close to leading in this, and if he does, he's the one to beat. 8, Cabello Mucho, handles box 8 well. His only career start from this box was a win here back in December. Number 6, Senorita Gem. She's another of the pacey runners in this field. I think the outside division will get across here at the first turn. And I think number 3, 1 Samuel, is the other one. His 2 runs since being sent back to the trials have been okay, but isn't showing any early zip lately. So 5, 8, 6, 3 in the first.
5, 8, 6, 3, race 1. Race number 2, take out reserves.
Gone for 4, 8, 2 and 5 here. Number 4, Our Real Deal, a newcomer who's won 3 of 7 career starts. Showed he's up to this with a good second at Richmond last start. That was in fast time. Number 8, Miss Bristle, has been placed of 11 here without winning, but finds a suitable race to break her city duck. Number 2, Wiridjie Road, is another having their first start here. He's been racing well in similar class at Nowra. And 5, Starburst Sam, been runner-up 2 of his past 4, but he's only been placed 1 out of 4 here. So in the second, 4, 8, 2 and 5.
4, 8, 2, 5 the second. Now the third race, once again, reserves come out.
Gone 3, 1, 5 and 4. Number 3, Bulkender, was a good second here last week from a similar box. And is a winner here 4 runs back, looks hard to beat. Number one, Rashad Reason. That's the class runner. Certainly better drawn wide. It's 0-6 from box one, but has been placed from the inside. He was unplaced at his only run here since coming from Victoria. That was off box three, but then went to Gosford and won in quick time, but that was off box eight. He's desperate for the outside, but I'll put him in for second. Five, Make Our Man, a narrow winner 12 days ago. That was best of the daytime. Hasn't raced since, but has been placed 2 of 5 here. And number four, Finito. Doesn't have a great deal of early pace, but has been placed 5 of 7 on the track. 3-1-5-4 in the third.
3-1-5-4. The fourth is the first leg of the big six at 8:27. Scratchings are 5 Black Bordeaux and 10 Misses Right.
Yeah, with the 5 coming out, numbers now are 3, 1, 6, and 4. Number 3, You Got Rivered. Banking on him staying out of trouble early. He's only a small fellow, but he's got plenty of ability and has won here in the past. Number 1, Blue Pirate. She's drawn box 1 twice in the last 10 starts. They've both been here, and she's had a win and a second out of those two efforts. Number 6, Paul Dozer. He's a fast dog, but no early dash and poorly drawn. And then the 4, Without Sight, always around the placings these type of races and is a place chance again. In the fourth event, 3-1-6-4.
3-1-6-4. They are at the start at Ellerslie and moving up for race 5. Race 5 gets the quaddie underway at 8:45. Phil, reserves out.
Yeah, 7-1-2-4. So number 7, Midnight Moments. Only has to repeat last week's performance to win this. Led all the way in 29.89. He's looking for 3 in a row. Number 1, Sheeta's Diva. Her 2 runs back from a spell have been very good, winning at Gosford, then 3rd to Too Many Daddies in a heat of the Dapto Oaks. Number 2, My Awesome Opal next. Has led her the past 2 runs here, but has been run down on both occasions. She's knocking on the door, and 4, Body and Soul. Been around the placings at his past 4 since winning here and Nara back in April. 7-1-2-4 in the 5th.
7-1-2-4. That's the first half of the card. Phil, we'll take a look at the back half after Ellerslie. There's just 3 or so to get set here. 12, Nina Aurora is the $4.40 favourite, ahead of number 9, Crafty Eva, at $4.50. Here's George Simon with race 5.
Nina Aurora at $4.30 and $2.
Yeah, the last two going up together.
In goes Pretty in Pink. So now Mangaroa Tahi and Bingy, the last two to load away. Capacity field here, the Equiloom 1600.
Yeah,
the maidens over the 1600 metres. We're set to go. Gates open, they're off. Very slow out was Kauri Man. Missed it by the best part of 8 lengths and not really hitting out at all in the early stages. First away was Essence of Cool to lead out with Sunhouse. Right there also Handles, followed out then by Pretty in Pink. Denise out deeper. In that group also Eka Rosa, followed just in behind these by the favourite Nina Aurora. Then came Kaipo River, followed out a bit deeper on the track by Keep Calm and Carry On. Yua Basso works through along the inside of those, followed by Crafty Eva. Well back in the field here as they work up the rise. Next was Lola Brigida with Bingy, and then came Remind Me Again over on the inside. About a length away next then to Mangaroa Tahi from Jamira. Back second to last here is Battlefield, and 2.5 away Kauri Man last of all. At the 800 metres mark, pacemaker Denise works round now to take over. Leads by a half length from Essence of Cool. Right there, Yua Basso on the inside. Then came Handles. Icarosa's in that group as well, followed round by Pretty in Pink. Remind Me Again is getting up and behind these as they come up towards the home turn. Then Battlefield, Crafty Eva, Jamira, Nina Aurora's been taken wide as they come up to the home turn with those as well. Next was Keep Calm and Carry On. Well back Kaipo River. Mangaroa Tahi heads the rest as they head for home, and well back also Bingy. Homeward bound they are at the 300 metres. Pacemaker is Denise coming after it. Eka Rosa out in the centre. Battling on Nina Aurora down the outside and wider out. Yeah, Crafty Eva's running on as well. It's Eka Rosa in front at the 150. Coming after it now, Crafty Eva and Nina Aurora. Eka Rosa in front. Crafty Eva's trying to pick it up at the line. I think Eka Rosa just got there from Crafty Eva. Third over as they went across would have been Nina Aurora. And then came Denise from Remind Me Again with those also next.
The 10, the winner, Eka Rosa for Sam Collett. 14.60 and 4.40. Second to 9, Crafty Eva, 170. Favourite running third, 12, Nina Aurora at $1.80. Phil Roberts is on the line as we look at Wentworth Park. Phil, we're down to race 6. The Peter Mossman starts next week, Stakes, and the scratchings, there are none.
Yeah, I've gone here 1, 3, 5, and 4. Number 1, Black Bear Lee. Looks suited here off box 1. Should get a lovely trail. Shouldn't be too far off the pace early. Likely to be too strong. Number 3, Star Tirana, back in New South Wales after 2 runs in group company in Melbourne. Well, she wasn't disgraced there. She's a definite chance. Number 5, Magic Spring, has to lead to win this, probably can lead. The last 50 metres is the risk in this field. And number 4, Emmett Khan, placed 8 of 12 here and drawn to be in the firing line all the way. 1, 3, 5, 4, race 6.
1, 3, 5, and 4 across to race 7, third leg of the quaddie, reserves out.
I've gone here 1, 4, 7, and 2, won superbly. Last time she drew box one at Wentworth Park, she won, leading all the way in 30.08. A repeat of that will win this. Number 4, Old Timer, for second. Last couple of runs have been fair after winning 3 in a row here in late April. Number 7, Sawadi, into third. Won at Gosford 2 runs back. Hasn't been showing the early zip that she did early in her career. And number 2, Dawn Mini, 5th off box 1 here on Wednesday night. That was in harder class, so she's a place chance again. 1, 4, 7, 2 in the 7th.
1, 4, 7, 2. Race 8 is for the GBOTA. It's the 4th leg of the quaddie at 9.52. And the one scratching is number 8, Feel Your Halo.
Another box 1 here, 1, 2, 3, and 6. Number 1, One Hill, should be no worse than 2nd or 3rd at the first turn. Could even hold the lead. And if he does, he'd be way too strong for these. Number 2, Omission Control. She's won 3 of the last 4 at Gosford, Wendy and Richmond. This is a touch harder, but a definite chance. Number 3, Targaryen into 3rd. Resumed here last week. It was an encouraging run and is down in grade tonight. And number 6, It's Moving in for 4th. Won 2 out of 4 at the track. All these 4 runs during May have been good so far. So in the 8th, 1, 2, 3 and 6.
1, 2, 3, 6. The 9th for Gap, newsouthwales.com.au. Reserves out.
2, 7, 6, 4. Number 2, Zulu Power, looks promising. It's only had 4 starts. They've all been from box 6, incidentally. First start here after 2 good wins at Nowra. Gets a better draw tonight off box 2. Number 7, Vintage Charm. More experience at Wentworth Park than most of these. Handles wide draws. All runs here have been around the money. Number 6, Smoke the Judge, was 2nd at Richmond on Wednesday. That was after back-to-back wins at Bulleye. Placed of his only run here. And 4 Starburst Bassey. Lightly raced. Has won 2 of, or his past 2 at Bathurst. That's been in weaker grade. So in the 9th, 2, 7, 6, and 4.
2, 7, 6, 4. And race 10, the lucky last at 10.31. There, we're also on Instagram Stakes. And reserves come out.
7, 5, 4, 2, number 7, Womoga, yet to be unplaced in 5 runs here, on debut here last, or in 5 runs, on debut here last week, when a good 2nd off box 8, similar draw in this. Number 5, Laurie's Pets, got good early pace, placed at his only run here, form at Gosford is good. Number 4, No Apologies, failed his last couple at the big track at Bulleye. However, she's won 3 in a row at Richmond prior to that. This track should suit better. And number 2, Petrifier, last start narrow winner, is well drawn. In the last, 7, 5, 4, and 2.
7, 5, 4, 2. Any good things tonight at Weddy?
My 2 best. Not saying the good things, but 2 best. It's a daily double tonight. Race 6, number 1, Black Bear Lee. Into race 8, number 1, One Hill. 6-1, 8-1.
Beautiful. Thanks very much, Phil. Good calling this evening.
Thanks, Owen.
Phil Roberts there, the first at Wentworth Park at 27 after 7. 3 minutes to 11 at 11 o'clock. We are going to get the late mail for Randwick with Darren Flindell and Nick Quinn. Pete Ellis and the information for Morfettville due at 7 past 11. And as far as our Doomben late mail goes, we'll check in with Quinny at about 8 minutes to midday. We'll take a break and then Brad Adam is going to join us to take a look at the Richmond Riches final, which is on this evening.
Lionel, how are you going with the balloons?
Really good, Mum.
Uh-oh.
Only 10,000 more to do.
How many have you done?
2.
At PNV, we're having end of financial year celebration sale.
We're reducing prices store-wide.
On the leading brands.
TVs, computers, fridges, washers, dryers, you name it.
Now, all we need is the balloons.
Okay, that's 3. Okay, maybe 2.
You'll find some great deals right now at PNV.
Excludes Asco and Miller.
There's a smartphone built with more.
Feel the beat ringing up.
More news, more talk, more live sport. More of the things you love. A smartphone with a digital radio. The new LG Stylus DAB+. The first ever digital radio smartphone. With a digital radio feature, you'll get less battery drain and be able to listen to all your favorite stations and up to 30 extra ones with no streaming costs. Get more. The LG Stylus DAB Plus smartphone with digital radio. Available from your Optus or Virgin Mobile store. Free the things you love.
When the traffic's going nowhere and you're stuck, then get carried away. Imagine you're relaxing with a glass of Sacred Hill wine. Try Sacred Hill Cabernet Merlot by DeBortley. Here's the traffic.
At Wiseman's Ferry, a smash on Old Northern Road near River Road. A stop slow is in place both ways. Kingsford, a gas leak on Kingsford. Doncaster Avenue closed at Gardiners Road. Pacific Highway is heavy both ways between Turramurra and Gordon. Pennant Hills Road is no relief either, southbound from Thornley and northbound from the M2 into Beecroft Road. And through Burwood, Parramatta Road westbound is high volume off Frederick Street to the M4. Amber's 20% off everything sale is now on. That's a massive 20% off all your indoor and outdoor tiles, pavers and stone. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday. Amber has the answer. I'm Oscar Fung, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Early Mail on your racing leisure. Sky Sports Radio.
And a minute to 11 now, the secretary from Richmond, Brad Adam, joins me online. Brad, good morning to you.
Simon, good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Well, it's been 18 months in the making, but tonight we've got the final of the Richmond Riches Puppy Classic, and the winner to pocket $100,000.
Yeah, look, the club's extremely excited about the field that we've been able to muster here tonight. All the big guns have made it through to the final, which is great. And, of course, leading the way and favourite tonight is 30 Talks coming from Box 2, who's 3 from 3 from the track and going from 4 from 4. And obviously he was the $30,000 pup that was sold at the auction some 18 months ago.
What are some of the on-course attractions there this evening, Brad?
Simon, tonight we've big focus on families, jumping castles for the kids, go-karts, there's an open-air cinema, show bags and everything. So we definitely want all the families to come along, bring their kids. There'll be something for them to be entertained. Well, then mum and dad can then obviously watch the outstanding racing that's going on. And hopefully we'll get a really good crowd tonight. The series has been very well supported by the locals and by the greyhound industry. And so we hope tonight can just continue that.
Thanks very much for your time, Brad. Good luck with it this evening.
Thank you, Simon.
Brad Adam there. The feature race tonight, the Richmond Riches final at 9:38. It's race 8. Right, it's gone 11 o'clock. We'd better hot-foot it to Randwick for the preview. Darren Flindell, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Simon. Well, at the moment, it's a little bit wet out here at Randwick, but I think that's just a passing thing at the moment. There's been some very light drizzle this morning, but when having a look at the radar, it looks as though we're in the final stages of this rain band that's coming in from the west and heading out to sea. So as a result, it is coming from the west. Conditions are very cool in the metropolitan area. It's about 13 degrees Celsius here at the moment, but should get a little bit warmer once that change passes through. Good day's racing ahead. We'll run through the scratchings and a number of tactic changes as well. In the first, a takeout number 6, V8. It's the one we draw in the opener. V8 is out. In race 2, take out the Little Racketeer and Adam Eve, numbers 5 and 6. In the third, take out Rawinda and Wang Wah, 2 and 4. Two very early scratchings there. In the fourth, take out 13 Harvard, who goes to Queensland today, and 15 Princess Aria, 13 and 15. And the first of the tactic changes.